Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to ByteRadio.me's Mystical Cruise Show. For network or show information, visit www.byteradio.me or call 843-808-0777. And now, the Mystical Cruise Show with your host, Robert Sharp.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us for this weekend edition of the Mystical Cruise Show. Before we start with today's show, I do have a message for a couple callers from last night's show, Jay and Brenda. Just want to let you know we got some additional feedback for you, so check out our my blog, and our guest last night had some really good information. So just wanted to pass that on. I'm always happy when our guests help out our listeners. So, well, tonight I have a very special guest. Her name is Dr. Joy Peterson. She is author of Wisdom of the Guardian, Treasures from Archangel Michael to Change Your Life. She is a Doctor of Divinity and ordained minister, licensed spiritual healer, and certified spiritual health coach. She shares messages from the angels and others through The Wisdom of a Guardian, her book. Dr. Peterson is also a noted business consultant and networker and has international clientele. You can find out more about her at for the book part, you can go to wisdomoftheguardian.com. For the business express success aspect, you can go to expresssuccess.net. And I do have links to both of those websites on the show or in the show page description. Also in the show page description is a link to Dr. Peterson's Facebook and her Twitter. So there are all kinds of ways of getting in touch with Dr. Joy Peterson. So with that, let me go ahead and bring her onto the show. Hello, thank you for joining me tonight.
Thank you.
This is, you have a diverse, like kind of two different approach. Both of those are very distinct in nature.
Yes, I have quite an eclectic background, and it sort of all made sense when it came together to do the work I'm doing now.
Would you, for myself and the listeners, kind of give us a little bit of your background and kind of, you know, the road that got you on to having both of these as being kind of important aspects of what you're doing now?
Certainly. Well, I'm from New Jersey originally and went out to California with this idea that I wanted to work at in a motion picture studio, and had no idea how, and had no contacts in particular. But I got a job very quickly at Paramount doing television publicity. And while there, people were calling up me to find out how I got my job, and I realized they were struggling, and I couldn't figure out what set me apart. So I started studying success at that point and realized things like the law of attraction and other tools. And at the time, all I knew was I had something I wanted to do, and I was too naive to know it was supposed to be difficult. So that was sort of my saving grace, I guess. But when I learned the specifics about the law of attraction, I applied them consistently in all areas of life and found I got consistent results except for when it came to money. And I knew because of the results I was getting elsewhere that it must be something within me that was blocking that, and I had a decision at that point that I was going to find out a solution, and was introduced to a spiritual process that I do now, Ho'oponopono, which is a Hawaiian term to mean to correct and set aright. Once I used that process and applied it to all areas of my life, it really opened the doors up for change, and I was very grateful to discovering this process, and I've been using it now since 1986 with great results, but had no idea at the time that I was going to end up sharing that process with others. I did it basically for my own needs, and I applied it in all areas of my life, as I said, but I started my company at the time, Express Success, to help others succeed quicker and easier, but didn't really think that people were ready for that kind of work. So it took a while to, I guess, for me to come full circle and actually have that the main focus of my practice.
Yeah, so you probably, well, back in the 80s, probably had to couch it in some kind of more acceptable way, you know, that people would be more apt to receiving the information.
Oh, that hasn't changed all that much. There's a lot more people that aware. But I actually, one of the ways I got into Paramount was I used networking skills, and I taught networking for many years, and actually was one of the first instructors on networking. And at that time, I was telling people what networking was, and now it's very popular. But at the time, people didn't even know what that term meant, and they weren't all the groups available like there are today. But what happened was I ended up having a number of groups and had a business organization and ran a large network organization with many chapters. But when I felt really called to do this work, I sort of came out of the closet at one of those meetings. And when I did it, I wasn't even sure if people were going to come back the following week. And it was much to my relief they came back and also hired me for my work. But I also find, because I really address a business audience, that they are still, they're many, many, many people are unsure about this work, and they don't, they haven't been, made aware of the different kinds of avenues that spirituality or energy work can make a difference in your everyday affairs. So I'm feeling like I did when I was teaching networking years ago, I'm teaching something brand new to the large majority of the audience, and I still have to worry about not being out there and sounding too airy-fairy for the general public. And sometimes that's not easy, you know, when you channel angels and things like that, it's hard to say, you know, well, I sort of do this. And
okay, the work that you're doing now, is that you're talking about angelic work or the also kind of, now I'm curious about the Hawaiian aspect, I can't remember the name, I'm sorry. It's, you know, one
it's
of those
mouthful.
Hawaiian names. But,
yeah, Ho'oponopono.
Yeah.
The word itself
focus on removing negativity?
Yes, it removes blocks, negativity, past life memories that are replaying as programming that we live into today. So in other words, we're either living out of memory or we're living out of inspiration. So most of the time when we're reacting to something, it's because of a memory. Or we're making choices about something, it's out of a memory. It's out of a memory because of something we've been taught, we believe, we learned somewhere along the way, or we had an experience. But it could be also an experience in another life. So what I also learned around the same time, but through other means, is that I had the ability to recall past lives. And now what I do when I work with people is they don't necessarily, instead of therapy, where you go and you're usually talking and answering a lot of questions, the client will come to me and present their issue. I will tune in and I'll see the subconscious thoughts and past lives and karma that is contributing to their situation showing up as it is, and then I use this process and I clear it. So I clear the cause of their challenges.
Wow. Now, how is, what process do you use in the clearing? I mean, is it like an energetic type of session, or is it you know, kind of like a discussion, you know, kind of, you know, working back and forth?
No, it's usually, I'm usually doing the work, although the client sometimes can feel it energetically. I do all my work over, most of my work over the phone. And what I do is when the person calls, I open a channel to divinity and open this process, and often Archangel Michael or other assistants that are pertaining to that individual will be present, and they will sometimes guide me in a way of what I need to work on, but I'll see past lives that might be affecting their life now, and I'll even tell them what their emotions were and decisions and things that occurred in another life, and they said, well, that's the way I feel now, or that's the way my life is now. So I help facilitate what their blocks are so they can remove them, because most people don't understand what their blocks are. They don't see for themselves what's in their way. So I help as a facilitator really finding what's in the way and then with this process really releasing it.
Yeah, especially if it's a past life kind of thing, most of us really aren't adept at going back that far, let alone going back maybe a year or two. So,
yeah.
Now, when did you start the channeling aspect and then the communication, you know, with you know, you said you have Archangel Michael and then others too, you said, from what I read, correct?
Yes. What happened originally was I was actually bored. I moved back to New Jersey and didn't know what I was going to do next. I was sort of in limbo, and at that time was watching television, and was there was something on television years ago called The Other Side. It was on NBC. It was like a talk show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I was watching that one morning, and it was, they had different guests talking about different types of paranormal or mystical type things. And in this particular segment, there was someone that was teaching automatic writing, and I didn't know the first thing about it. But like I said, I was bored and I didn't have anything else to do. And when I'm kind of open, so I figured I'll try this. And when I did, I wrote 18 pages of information that I didn't recognize, but I had a distinct feeling of a beginning and an end. So it intrigued me. So what I did is I took that opportunity of like using a tool, and when I would meditate in the morning, I would ask questions and just sit there with a pen and paper, and I would get answers. So the answers started coming, and then it was in, like, yes, no, or pages and paragraphs. So that really what is what started it. And then in 2004, Michael came and asked me to write his book. And the automatic writing part, it was easy for me, and I just asked him how many chapters. He said 22, and I said, okay. And then when I felt inspired, I got up and wrote the introduction, and then whenever I felt inspired again, wrote a chapter.
Wow. So that's it. Now, were you surprised that you were in the meditative state or in the automatic writing kind of communicating with Michael? Was that a was that a surprise to you? I mean, up to that point, had you kind of thought about who it was you were connecting with?
Up until that point, I always thought I was connecting with divinity because of the type of messages that I was getting. And, you know, we always can connect to the divine source through our higher self. And I was getting, you know, wonderful meditations as far as how to lead my life, which I found extremely useful. When Michael came along, it was really specific to writing this book, although at that point I realized I could connect with different beings. I mean, I've actually had conversations with people from other lives, because there's no real death, and they still live in another dimension. And when you learn how to connect, and also I think the veil is coming down, there's a less separation between where they were and where we are energetically, because we're moving into a time where we're supposed to be moving into heaven on earth, that it's easier for any number of people to start connecting with the other side. And I think that's why it's become more common for people like myself to be able to do things like this, or mediums that are, you know, working on what they do is seeing, you know, deceased family members. And I mean, I've seen my own deceased family members, but that's not the work I focus on. I usually focus on angelic messages or ascended masters or divinity.
Okay. Well, you know, that it's, I always find it fascinating, you know, the kind of what people focus on. I mean, you know, not necessarily, it's kind of like, and it's usually just kind of the kind of what's important for their soul's experience this time around, you know, as well as the whole environment, you know, that they kind of surround themselves in. Now, when you connect, now, I mean, we didn't have a chance to talk before the show, so would you be able to take callers' questions tonight?
Sure.
Okay, well, good. Just wanted to find out about that.
As long as they know I'm not going to be channeling, you know, the questions aren't going, I don't normally
right.
answer questions yeah. from a channeling place.
Yeah, now, yeah, because that, I mean, channeling is really kind of, don't you have to really kind of alter your energy in a way, kind of, so it's kind of like being in two places at one time?
Well, I just have to get out of my head. You know, when you write, basically, you're thinking, and I just let that part of myself go, and I just allow the information to come through. I do channel sometimes in my work audibly, and the messages can come through that way. I just don't do that on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not real comfortable for me yet to just say, okay, yeah, on demand, I can do that.
I'm
more comfortable with the automatic writing, which just flows. It's really easy for me.
Yeah, no, that's, yeah, and I understand exactly. Now, because I had a gentleman on with, you know, we talked about handwriting a lot. Now, you actually do pen and paper. It's not computer.
Actually, I sit at the computer now because I ended up with too many piles of paper. Yeah, it was just becoming unmanageable.
Okay, yeah, I know. Sometimes, you know, this physical world kind of takes priority, you know, especially if you're, you know, focus on success and, you know, being, you know, organized and that kind of thing. So, but I mean, you know, and I really don't personally think of a difference, because I'm much more comfortable with, you know, the word processor than, you know, trying to put it on paper. So, but I, you know, I just think, you know, for listeners, you know, it's kind of nice to know exactly how it works for individuals.
Yeah, for me, that this process is the easiest thing I can do, because I can sit and then just pick up the thoughts that way if someone is communicating. Although I will say, when I do my work, I'm in a state of channeling, and I'm channeling information at that time, and it's somewhat of an altered state. And people
okay.
will tell me that they can tell the difference in my voice, or when I'm doing it that way. Then I'm just telling them something from the intellect.
Right. Well, you would probably expect that if you kind of get yourself out of the way, so to speak. You know. And, now, if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to talk a little bit about your book,
mm-hmm.
Wisdom of the Guardian. And now, We kind of got the information that it was in 2004 that Michael came to you indicating to write the book. Is that correct?
Yes, it was, but it wasn't published until this past year because I didn't want to tell anybody I could do this. I really kept it all a secret, and the interesting thing about it is I realized that, well, first of all, I knew that he didn't give me this information just for myself, and he wanted me to publish the book, so I had to get out of my own way because I didn't want to tell anybody that I channel angels. I was still concerned about what people thought of me in the business community. But I realized when I did my own work on myself, I had to clear past lives of persecution, being maimed and murdered for doing anything remotely similar, or if you went against the church or you were doing something that was questionable in the average person's eyes, other lifetimes were much more violent. And having those memories prevented me from wanting to tell anybody about the book because I thought, well, if this is going to cause me to be maimed and murdered, I'd rather not. And
right. You know, doesn't make much sense, does it?
Right. So I had to clear with my own past lives, and as I did that, it became easier to speak about the book. But I'll be honest with you, I got clear enough to be able to talk about the book, start a practice, doing all of this. But when the book came out, there was still more stuff to clear, and I actually had to clear 8 more lifetimes directly relating to the release of the book, you know, being burned at the stake or being beheaded, having another book come out in another life that didn't go over well. You know, these memories are what hold us back, and we don't even know that they're there. And when I looked at mine and I released them, it was amazing. Right after that, it turned out to be no big deal at all to go forward with the book.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's interesting. Now, so you went kind of did the process yourself, you know, as far as going back to try to identify where the blockages and maybe where the resistance was.
Yes.
Okay.
And I had a lot, so it was.
You know, I mean,
but it's not unusual. I work with a lot of healers now that have the same challenges, and it's very common with other healers.
Huh. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm surprised, you know, that's the case that they can, but, you know, healers, you know, heal thyself kind of thing. So, let's talk a little bit about the content of the book. Now, this one you said that it was, you know, you basically said 22 chapters, you know, right up front, and then you just did them as, you basically had the inspiration to do that, correct?
Yes. So basically took 23 days total, not necessarily that they were consecutive days.
Okay. Wow. Now, what I'd like to do is maybe, if we can, just highlight several of the chapters, you know, just a few of them, to give the listening audience an idea of, you know, the information that's provided, you know, and what they can kind of expect. You know what I mean? Just to give
sure.
an idea of how the, you know, what your book's about. Now, you know, I don't know if there are any particular chapters that you find, particularly now in your practice, that are very prevalent, or should I just go ahead and maybe pick a couple?
Well, I can tell you this, that what he tries to drive home, which is also very supportive of the practice I have, is that we are all responsible for the results that we have in life. So he's got several main points. Is if we can take responsibility and look within, we can have the answers for what is causing us a problem. And also that the angels are there to support us, and how to connect and get answers, because so many people are praying. They're struggling today, and he sort of is responding to the prayers that he hears from people, and he wants to let people know that he's there and available, not that they need he and the other angels, they can go directly to divinity or God, but they're also there, and they're trying to help, but we're missing the messages that they're trying to provide. And not everyone always gets a message like I do. It might be, you know, an inspiration to go to 7-Eleven, and on the line at 7-Eleven, they meet somebody that could open the door to their next job. He tries to elaborate on different scenarios for people to be able to open up their listening and their awareness to connect when the information and the help is coming in answer to their prayers. So that's one piece of it. And then he gets into specific things about money and being in the right career, relationships, parenting. He touches on a number of different subjects, and he does it in a way to open someone's perspective to look at it in a new way. So he's dealing with a lot of the day in and day out issues that we have, and then he gets also into how to create peace on earth and move into heaven on earth.
Wow, okay. It sounds like it has a very practical flow to it as far as kind of the overview and practical all the way up to the higher, higher level, but the higher meaning, I guess, to our existence.
Correct. He's very profound, and he's very simple in his writing. He's very succinct, so he really gets to the point. I find his writing always, to me, always very clear.
Okay. Well, that's good. I mean, we could use clarity right now.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Well, we are at the bottom of the hour. So what I would like to do is just take a short commercial break. And then when we come back, we'll continue discussing your book, a couple of chapters. And then if anybody wants to call in and ask any questions, feel free to call in. The number is 619-789-4359. And again, these are not like channeling. She's not going to be able to check in with Michael for you on your question. But, you know, if you have any kind of question about practical, what's going on, you know, between Dr. Joy's Express Success and other inspiration reasons, she might be able to have answers for you. So anyway, if you'd like to call in right after the breaks, we'll take your call. So everybody, please stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Jan Russell, the psychic medium, TV host, and mystical cruise speaker. For years, I've wanted to be a speaker on a cruise. I have a brand new passport, and I'm ready to use it. What am I looking forward to most about the mystical cruise? Oh, meeting and enjoying the company of spiritually minded people, personally meeting radio listeners and TV viewers, giving a workshop on a ship, just being there with like-minded people and having fun. I really, really can't wait. I hope you can join me for my monthly appearances on the Mystical Cruise Radio Show, and you can also watch my new TV show online, Janet Russell Presents, on Paranormal TV Network. And you can always join me at my website, JanetRussellPresents.com. Or better yet, I look forward to meeting you on the Carnival Conquest for the Mystical Cruise 2012. So sign up today. It's very reasonable. You're going to have fun.
For more information, visit our website at www.biteradio.me and click on the cruise link. Or call Robert at 843-808-0777. I look forward to meeting you aboard the Conquest. The Mystical Cruise 2012 is happening November 25th through December 2nd. An adventure in transition, co-creation, and transformation. Be a part of this fantastic three-country excursion with a group of mystical friends from BiteRadio.me.
with mystical workshops and seminars and stops in Mahogany Bay, Isla Roatan, Honduras, Belize, and Cozumel, Mexico, this vacation is destined to be magical and transformational. For as little as $119 per person per day, you will get an inside cabin with taxes, fees, and gratuities paid and registered for the mystical package. So, for $119 per person per day, you get your lodging, all meals, gratuities, entertainment, a three-country tour, mystical workshops, mystical marketplace, a welcome cocktail party, and $50 per cabin shipboard credit. Prices are subject to change and will increase as we near sailing. A $250 per person deposit will lock in the low price, with final payment due September 10th. So don't wait, book now, and get ready to enjoy a magical, mystical cruise. And be sure to listen to BiteRadio.me, where you can hear and get to know our mystical cruise speakers who will be regular guests leading up to the cruise. Until we meet aboard the Carnival Conquest, cruise on.
Okay, everybody, thank you for staying with us. This is Mystical Cruise Show, and tonight my very special guest is Dr. Joy Peterson. She is author of Wisdom of the Guardian, Treasures from Archangel Michael to Change Your Life. I have links to her website where the book is listed, which is wisdomoftheguardian.com, and there's also a link to her work at ExpressSuccess.net, and she's also available on Facebook and Twitter, and again, on the show page, I have links to all of those connections to our guests. So let me go ahead and bring her back. Hello, thanks for staying with me, Joy.
Thank you.
Now, let's see here. I think we have somebody who has a question. Let me see if they actually have a question here, a non-channeling question. Hello, caller from the 954 area code. Did you have a question?
Is she not doing psychic questions, or is it a...
That's correct. No, she is not. No, she's not. So, but check my calendar. We do have some up and coming, okay? So.
Okay. Oh, I'm enjoying the show anyway, but I'll keep listening. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Just want to make sure. Yeah, we try to have our balance between authors and practitioners. So let's see here. One of the things that stuck out when you first talked about the messages that Michael is kind of focusing on was really the first one, that we are responsible for the results in our life that we experience.
Yeah.
To me, that seems like a kind of like a very square one kind of place to start.
It actually is a great place to start. If we look at our life as a reflection of what we believe or think, then all of life is a mirror. But what we tend to do, or what's common to do, is be a victim of circumstance, thinking that something is happening to us. But if it is happening in our experience, there's some correlation from within. So what's wonderful about my work is I can release whatever is within that's showing up outside as either a problem or a situation that someone doesn't prefer. And once they let go of that, they can see change occur in the outside world. I've even seen where, like, people come to me often to work on their finances, and someone came to work on her finances, but when we're just working on the issues within, her husband started changing the way he was reacting to her and went from threatening divorce for years to saying he believed that they could stay married. So you never know how it's going to show up on the outside world, but many of these issues are deeply embedded in the subconscious, and like I said before, from lifetimes. And you just work on yourself, and you can change your outer experience, and other people will also change in the way they relate to you by just working on yourself.
Yeah, very much. You know, one of the things that, you know, after a lot of the shows that I've had recently that I've really come to appreciate is that, you know, we are constantly making choices for our every waking moment, you know, and a lot of times, a lot of those choices are unconscious because we've done them for so long, maybe not good for us, but nonetheless, you know, still there. And we really need to, in order to kind of have a better outward expression, need to kind of recognize what was not necessarily a choice for our better good, change it, and then experience the result.
Yes. And many, one of the things he gets into, too, is also that many of us have gotten into jobs that really aren't what we were meant to do. And we're choosing those jobs because of we think we can't get the right job or it's the income attached to that particular job. And we have more struggle in that job because it's not the right job for us. And if we were in our right job, which now they're really encouraging everybody to be in their right job, because if you're in the wrong job, you're taking somebody else's job. So the more people get into their right work, everyone becomes in balance, and it's easier to actually make money when you're in your right job because there's more flow, more happiness.
Yeah, you know, I've for years I've always had the thought if you could just shake up everybody on the earth and let them all land in the job that they want, that everybody, every job would be filled with happiness.
That would be a great thought.
I mean, I don't know, but for some reason that just, you know, anyway, because I, you know, everybody has, you know, there's a perfect job for everyone, you know, and then, you know, for, you know, some people, you know, extroverted is good, some it's not, so, and there's jobs that require each of those, so, but it is important to have your attention and your time be put towards something that really matters to you.
Absolutely, and I mean, not only should everybody be in the right job, but they should also be in the right relationship. And how often are people choosing the wrong relationship just because it's the only relationship they see that's available for them at that time, but it doesn't flow the way it could if they were in the right relationship. So by clearing whatever is attaching them to those jobs and people, they can more effortlessly attract what is appropriate for them.
Right. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. That makes perfect sense. And you know, our relationships with all of the others or people around us really have an impact on our lives a lot more than, you know, than we maybe care to believe. You know, so it's important to surround yourself with kind of loving and supportive, energetic relationships versus just the opposite.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, we have a couple people in the chat room were interested. I had posted the link to the table of contents for your book, and a couple people were interested in talking about Chapter 3, the preparing for heaven on earth, and kind of what that involves.
Okay.
Do you mind kind of sharing a little bit of Michael's perspective on that?
Well, what I keep getting over and over again is that it's really important to choose God. And it's not just lip service. It's really choosing God with a heart, mind, and spirit. And what was interesting also is he's often given me a message for the listeners if I do a speaking engagement. And he did give something for your listeners. And I think this is like really appropriate to share it, because it sort of addresses this. The time for retribution is here. Many people are suffering right now because their past is surfacing to be reckoned with at this time. You need not worry that it will last forever, but this year is pivotal for you to clear up your mistakes, rectify deeds done, and move on to what is possible that lies ahead. God lies ahead if you choose Him and all that has to offer. Choosing God opens doors for you that were once closed. Choosing God opens the door to heaven and heaven on earth. Which would you prefer? struggle or success, peace and harmony or mayhem. Choose wisely, as these days are here are numbered. And I think the point is, and I keep getting this over and over again, all the messages is about choice and choosing God. Mm-hmm. And it's I've learned that it really is some of the subtle differences. It's not choosing man's way any longer of manipulation. It's choosing God's way, and that's tuning in and getting the answers from within and doing what he guides people to do. And as people are doing that, they're raising their vibration, and as they raise their vibration, they're moving more into heaven on earth. And it's all an inside job. It's all about the choices that we make. It's all about consciousness. And we can choose in any given moment how we're going to behave, what are we going to do with our time, and are we doing what's right and purposeful for us and our higher good? Or are we doing things that our parents or society or the television or the newspapers dictate? Are we listening to man's way, or are we choosing God's way, which may not be what you think it is? And that's something that I've learned. You can't intellectualize God. And that's where we get into trouble. We can't fit God in a box of what we think he is. He is what he is. And you can choose to follow and open yourself up and trust to go with the flow of divinity and what divinity has in store, which I have found to be far greater than I could ever imagine myself to have. When, just to give you an example, I'm the type of person who will list 20 things that I would like to accomplish in a day. And usually I end up dissatisfied, feeling like I didn't do enough, I didn't do well enough, because I can't do it all. But when I take that list and I meditate and ask God, well, what should I do today? He might give me 3 things to do. And if I do those 3 things, it turns out it takes the entire day. I can do them well. I feel satisfied at the end of the day, and it was just what I needed to do. And I also find I have more balance, and I give myself a break at the end of the day. But when I try to do it my way, I end up struggling. It doesn't flow as well. I'm harder on myself. I don't feel as fulfilled. So it makes more sense to me to follow what he recommends.
Yes, plus it's probably a lot more relaxing and satisfying too. So, well, that's interesting. Yeah, I think a lot of us we're kind of indoctrinated into the doing more is better. Anytime you do less, then you're kind of not performing up to your up to your potential. But that isn't the case at all.
Right. I mean, whose idea was that? We're buying into many ideas that were not necessarily for our highest good. It was somebody's idea out of their intellect. And not to diminish the intellect, but here's a great example, and I can do it from a networking piece. As a networker, if you want to have a result and you need help with a project or a business door opened or whatever, who do you think about in your network? The person who knows the most, has the best connections, who is a door opener. Well, if you go to divinity with any one of your challenges, you're going to the source who knows everything and everyone. So if you turn yourself over and your project, your business opportunity, your problem in your life, whatever you're experiencing, to the source who knows everything and everyone, why wouldn't you expect that you would get a better result than if you're trying to manage it on your own, figuring out from your limited perspective what you need or who you should talk to? Because when you rely on divinity, he can introduce you to the most important person to help you with your dilemma, and you may not have ever thought or knew a way to connect with that person.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's, you know, and then particularly in today's age when we have such big social media exchanges that we have, it makes that all that much easier to bring to light, you know, once you start talking about, well, I have 500 friends, one of them might know more about this than I do, and that kind of thing. So it makes takes networking to the next level.
Exactly. Like, when I tune in, I can get directions. Here's an example. I was saying one week, I said, for some reason, it seems like a slow week regarding clients. And I said, something must be up. So I tuned in, and actually all your manifesting comes from your subconscious. So I tuned into the subconscious, and I was asking, like, what's going on? Well, you didn't give me ice cream. And I'm like, I didn't give you ice cream? Yeah, because I decided I was probably eating too much these days and I should cut back. So I was cutting back on something that I enjoyed, which happened to be the ice cream. So I said, okay, you want the ice cream? Do you want it now? And no, you can wait until tomorrow because it happened to be raining. In the middle of that, I got an instruction to call a friend of mine who happened to also be a client. And so just in identifying that, I called this woman, and she happened to mention, oh, you know, you've been on my mind, and I would like a clearing. So business turned around that quickly by just tuning in and finding out what was going on. Now, I could have done all sorts of things intellectually and tried to get business by, you know, doing a number of different things. But quite frankly, the ice cream was much easier and much more enjoyable.
Well, ice cream calls.
Right.
well, that is the truth. You know, in that example, I think lies kind of the secret for people to really be aware of is that, you know, just following your intuition and your instinct in doing that, you know, may lead to something, to actually helping you in the long run.
Absolutely.
Quicker.
Yes. My life is so much more effortless now than it ever was when I tried to do it all myself.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I think, you know, in that Michael comment, you know, that our time is limited, it's true. I mean, we all have the same number of, you know, minutes and seconds per day in this incarnation, you know, to manifest what we want, and it's all a matter of where we put our attention to.
Yes. Yeah, and I keep getting told that I should be careful about where I'm putting my attention, because time is limited. I keep getting the message, time is of the essence, and it's very easy to squander time.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we can. We have so many diversions available to us to not really put our attention to what we really should be. Well, not should be, but I mean, it's all, you know, free will choice. So, you know, it's just a matter of how strong do we want to make our spirit by, you know, going through this life, really making those choices. So what, as far as then, I would say, from what I gathered, for preparing for heaven on earth, then it's really a matter of individually taking responsibility for our choices and making choices that are in alignment with, now you say, you know, choosing God, which you mean, I mean, for people, it's kind of like just choosing that higher purpose for the actions, correct?
Yeah, it's. I know not everybody uses the same terminology, but it's really choosing your high self, what's possible for you, your really your divine self. There's a divine plan, and there's certain things that could be, make your life easier than not. And if you tune in to choose what is for your highest and best, then you get better results.
Yep, absolutely. And what I have found, too, is that not only do things come quicker, but much just so much easier. And if, you know, if I release any kind of attachment to an outcome, then I really release any kind of any disappointment that I may experience if it appears differently than what maybe I expected it to be.
Yeah, our expectations can get us into trouble.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, that's like a chapter 9, Great Expectations. is that kind of what that's all about? Or is that Michael's expectations for us?
Well, I really want to address expectations in general, just because I think it's
okay.
Important for people to really get it.
Perfect.
When we expect anything, it's coming from our limited perspective, our background, our past. When we open ourselves up to possibility, then we're opening ourselves up to any number of things that we never could have imagined. I mean, Divinity has told me on countless occasions how I limit myself from my own perspective, that if I let go and allow him to provide and not necessarily have it my way, what I will have is so much greater than what I would do on my own, because I am limited in perspective. So we go into situations and we want an expectation of how it should turn out, because we're coming usually from fear and control instead of faith and trust. And when you come from faith and trust, what can occur can be far greater than we could ever imagine.
Yeah, there's, we really don't have a clear picture of everything that's involved, you know, in kind of bringing things together. So, you know, and I find once you allow for that to happen, for things to happen kind of magically, that not only can they exceed your expectations, but they can come in quicker. But you do have to be open to receiving them and making the choices, you know, to kind of in order to bring them into you, to your life.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, that's a. Yeah, that's that one thing. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, they can provide guidance, but, you know, we're here making the choices and kind of living it, so to speak. So it's up to us to act accordingly.
Exactly. Most of us are in our own way, and if we just need to get out of our own way and we can get ourselves into the flow of the universe, things happen so much easier. It's really incredible.
Yeah, they do. They do. Let's see here. One of the things that you know, as far as other chapters that were in this book, that change yourself, change the world. Does that go back to, again, kind of doing the inner work?
Exactly. Yeah. If we work on ourselves, we can change the world. What's interesting, when I do this process, I'm clearing with whomever, whatever is within me that occurred, and then it's also connected with other people who were involved at the same time. So we're actually all one in general. So when we do a clearing, we clear with ourselves, we release what's within us, and then also it's with other people, so they get benefit. But as we evolve, everyone evolves, because we really are all one. So we all only have to work on ourselves.
Yeah, that is very true. Now, do you feel that because so many people are doing that right now, that is maybe a kind of a causal thing for the thinning of the veil, or is this a chicken and egg thing? I'm not sure which comes first, the thinning of the veil or the experience.
Well, I think it's a combination where we're raising our vibration, so it's opening the door for us to be able to reach across this other dimension, and things in general are shifting. So there's other things also that are occurring, and the combination is bringing us to this place. But it's really a unique time, and as much as it can be stressful at times, this is really a pivotal year. I've written some of the things on 2012 that I include in a blog, where there's other messages from Michael and others on a blog. It's angelenlightenment.com, and I can actually post this message that he gave me for your audience there as well. But there's other things on there about 2012 that might be of interest to people.
Oh, as a matter of fact, it is, because somebody in the chat room did ask about that, if your book covered it, but I didn't see anything in that, but they were curious. So if that listener is still in the chat room, there you go. Go ahead and visit the blog at angelenlightenment.com, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we're down to the very end. I really appreciate your time. This has been very, very interesting, and I've enjoyed our chat. I really love when we meld higher messages with practicality in this physical plane.
Well, it's been a pleasure as well. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you. Now, again, if people want to contact you, they can contact you at any of your websites, at the expresssuccess.net, or they can find out about your book at wisdomoftheguardian.com, and then the blog at, I missed that again, angelic, what was it? I didn't have that written down.
It's angelenlightenment.com.
Angelenlightenment.com. Well, thank you very much for being my guest. I really appreciate it, and look forward. We're now connected on Facebook. Thank you very much for accepting my friend request, and look forward to keeping in touch there.
Likewise. Thank you.
Okay. You have a good night now. Everyone, thank you very much for joining us for this edition of the Mystical Cruise Show, and I hope you'll be around to join us for our lineup next week. And until we meet again, cruise on.
Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to ByteRadio.me's Mystical Cruise Show. To become a friend or follower, visit blogtalkradio.com/ByteRadioMe. You can also find us on Facebook and on Twitter at ByteRadioMe, or at our website, ByteRadio.me. For show information, contact Robert at 843-808-0777. Until next week, cruise on!